There we go.
The other podcast?
Yeah, it's one that that you recorded that I don't know if I don't know if I have uploaded yet.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I definitely want to produce it before I do.
Yes. All right. So I'm excited because I think everyone knows by now I'm a fiber nerd, right? I love like the crocheting and the spinning and the knitting and all those sort of things. And I have been on a website called Ravelry for quite some time, actually longer than I've been on Facebook, actually. And it's just, it's kind of like Facebook where you can have like your groups where you, you know, break off by individual interests. They have some like general forums and you can ask basic questions like, hey, I'm having a problem with this pattern, you know, does anyone have any ideas or, you know, what kind of yarn should I use for this project? So it's just fun, strictly fiber arts. They have made an official announcement and I'm super excited. They will not tolerate Trump supporters or white supremacy on their website. If you start making pro-Trump posts, you will be banned from the website.
Well, now, due to the fact that this website is a wing of Congress, that violates their freedom of speech.
It does violate their freedom of speech. So Ravelry, a free social networking site devoted to fiber arts, knitting, crocheting, weaving, etc., has announced they will be banning any and all support of Donald Trump and his administration. The site posted its new policy, writing, quote, "We cannot provide a space that is inclusive of all and also allow support for open white supremacy. Support of the Trump administration is undeniably support for white supremacy." Yes. Right? Like, how the fuck did knitters get more badass than, like, the Democratic leadership?
No, oh, you
fucking
can't,
knitters.
You can't, you have to, you can't say it with a hard R.
Knitters?
Yeah.
My knitters?
Apparently with attitude.
Yes, with attitude. It's a surprising turn for any massive social networking site, let alone one devoted to the seemingly apolitical world of fiber arts. Oh, whoever wrote this does not know fiber arts are not apolitical. A Ravelry boasts over eight. I know.
That's
like
some super nerd shit. I don't know that shit. Fiber arts? Yes. What, is that when I eat too many fucking Fiber One bars and I get the poots?
No.
I get the Putin?
No.
Vladimirin?
No.
All right.
That's just a situation in the bathroom. Ravelry boasts over 8 million users across all political spectrums, so for them to come out as not only against white supremacy, but against Trump himself is a bold and courageous move. Ravelry's policy is borrowed from social networking site RPG.net, a role-playing game website that has been online since the mid-90s. Like Ravelry, RPG.net says it is not only it's not anti-conservative, just anti-Trump. Uh-huh. So this is Ravelry's statement. The following policy announcement is the result of over a year of serious debate by the moderation team. The decision is as close to unanimous as we will ever get. It will not be the subject of further debate. We have fully considered the downsides and ultimately decided we have to stay true to our values. We will not pretend that evil isn't evil or that it becomes a legitimate difference of political opinion if you put a suit and tie on it. We are banning support of Donald Trump or his administration. Oh, this was a typo in the article. They said Ravelry statement, but then this actual statement says, according to RPGNet. So this is RPGNet's statement, not Ravelry's. This is because his public comments, policies, and the makeup of his administration are so wholly incompatible with our values that formal political neutrality is not tenable. We can be welcoming to persons of every ethnicity who want to talk about games, or we can allow open support for white supremacy, but not both. Yeah, I'm kind of digging it. And then, of course, you know, I appreciate, like, the Twitter comments, right? Someone on Twitter said, Twitter, you know, we can't possibly ban Nazis. It's impossible. Ravelry, hold our beer. Yes. So I'm super excited because I've always had a love of Ravelry, and it's always been awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like the hold our beer. So they're just, so they're basically like a group of broke niggas with a 40-ounce.
Yeah. Pretty
and
much.
That's what makes them like Congress.
Yes.
I mean, considering that they all have the same donors, they are all sipping off the same 40-ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Well, is it a 40-ounce or is it like a champagne bottle? It's like Cristal, maybe.
Oh, no, it's a fucking 40-ounce. And you can tell because, a certain individual by the name of Joe Sestak is getting the backwash at the bottom.
Ew.
That is. He's literally... Joe Sestak is backwash of the Democrat primary.
And then this is just one more tweet. It says, me reading all the tweets from white men who literally just learned what Ravelry is today and will never log on to it complaining that their freedom of speech is being trampled on.
Hey, see that? See, that's what you don't understand.
What don't I understand?
You see, a lot of you fucking liberal achis like to fucking say, oh, look, the Make America Great Again hat was made in China or some shit like that. No, they make those themselves.
Really?
Yes. So they actually do quite a bit of raveling.
Really?
I'd say they're ravel rousers myself. That's a fact. And those Klan hoods, they're not just buying sheets from Ross or wherever.
Really?
They're making those as well. Raveling.
Really?
I'd say they're quite ravelish. You're just, see, Phoenix Cleaver's hating again. Hating on the white man.
And then, of course, there's just people on Twitter complaining. So even they put knitting in quotes for some reason, like it's not a real activity. I don't know. So even a knitting site has become political. Really sad. And somebody responded and said the problem was that it had already become political. There were Trump patterns, Build the Wall patterns, Confederate flag patterns. Ravelry took a stance against the hate, which is why I kind of laughed when I was reading the article where they said apolitical. And I was like, fiber arts are not apolitical like at all. So, yeah, I'm super excited about it.
And Fallon Loco said, and the tiki torches, and I think with a question mark there.
Yes.
And so for that, yes, those are also homemade.
The tiki torches are homemade.
Yeah.
They made their own kerosene, too?
Yes. The white man knows how to make things.
Does he?
Yep. Does I like he? That it's just one. Yeah, him. That one fucking guy. Joe Sestak.
Joe Sestak.
This fucking guy, I don't even really have much reason to dislike him. He doesn't matter. But the fact that he needs to be 25.
Yeah.
They have a quarter of 100.
Yeah. But I mean, also, it's like, people can't actually name, people cannot name all 25.
I don't think I can name 10. What a fucking... Warren,
yeah.
Harris,
yeah.
Sanders,
yeah.
Klobuchar,
uh-huh.
Butt Giggle,
uh-huh.
Fucking, who's that one, that little colored gal that was in the military?
Gabbard.
That, Tulsi Gabbard. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, fucking Biden.
Yeah.
Ugh. fuck, off the top of my head, who's next? I can't think of
it. Gillibrand.
Gillibrand's actually running?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. But Gillibrand, fuck, Gillibrand.
Yeah, Gillibrand's running.
Gillibrand's not even running on her only strong suit.
Yeah. And then, there's fucking Andrew Yang, who's actually a fucking creepy-ass conservative who freaks me out.
Oh, and fucking Cory Booker.
Cory Booker.
Who else?
Julian Castro.
I don't even know that nigga.
You said Klobuchar?
Yeah.
You say Harris?
Yeah. Remember, your voice has to reach that
microphone. Yeah. I don't know. Who the fuck else is running? There's a... Oh, Beto's running.
Oh, fuck him. Fuck Robert. Go fuck yourself, Rob. You ain't shit. You're just fucking... You're Joe Sestak's little cousin. Fuck off.
Yeah, and then there's, like, just a bunch of former, like, mayors and senators who are running. Like, I think someone... Oh, Jay Inslee's running from Washington State.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I think it was, like, a congressperson or a mayor or something. I don't know. I don't even know.
Huh.
Like, yeah, it's fucking...
Why don't you just announce? Just do it.
Just announce that I'm running. Everyone else is running. I should
Everyone's
run, too.
Everyone's running. Fuck, we're running. We're running as running mates. Fucking Phoenix Cleaver president, me vice. What you want to do?
Negrotarian party?
Yep. Well, we're Democratic Negrotarians.
Oh, and that, is it like Marianne Williams or something? That one late white lady who's like a preacher who believes in reparations?
I've heard that name, but oh, fuck yeah, I think I heard an interview with that nigga.
Okay, I think we named like at least like 15. That's...
Huh. I mean, you named the ones that are hard to remember. I named all the easy ones. I named the ones that got legitimate media coverage.
Ugh. Yeah, now, as far as I know, Hillary is not running. Fallon asked if Hillary's running. As far as I know, she is not. Or at least hasn't publicly announced yet. I hope to God not. There is, like, a conspiracy theory, though, that if Biden gets the nomination, that he's going to pick her for VP. And I'm just like, please, God, no.
Hillary is running vicariously through 24 of those candidates. All right, you know what? Call 21. I don't think she's running through Gabbard.
She's not running through Gabbard or Bernie or...
Oh, that nigga, that the 9/11 conspiracy dude.
Mike Gravel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so impressed that they tweeted me back.
Well, they're interactive, nice. But they probably have a whole crew on it, though, too.
As far as I know, there's two people running that Twitter account.
Two folks?
Yeah.
That's a whole crew.
That's a whole crew?
Man, yeah, Crisscross, Kid and Play. Look.
Uh-huh.
Two is a crew. It's a two-life crew.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
You're damn right. Shit. I have glaucoma. It takes two to make it out of sight. You know that shit. Takes two. Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, Salt and Pepper.
How often we just cite random lyrics if people get it? I really wonder.
We got called disgusting for that one time, and I don't resent it. It was disgusting.
It's not my fault.
Fuck, we like the Spice Girls.
Yes.
We're millennials. We know what we're doing.
What?
All right, fuck it up. Let's clip this segment.
So yeah, so Ravelry is banning Nazis. Jack is not.
And, has Ravelry made a statement on BDS?
Probably not.
Unlike Rapunzel.
Probably not.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that'll be that. All right, YouTube. I'll catch y'all motherfuckers. And folks that are tuned into the Facebooks Live, you are, what we're doing is we're recording the segments and I'm going to set them up to go up during the weekdays so that fresh content hits during the weekdays because I'm doing 12-hour shifts every single day of a weekday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work a 8-hour shift on one of the weekend days and then I just have one day off. So I'm working 6-day weeks. And it's just going to be harder to do the program.
Right.
So I've got to pre-record. All right. And I just figured I'd turn on the Facebook Live so y'all niggas can hang with us while we pre-record and bug out. There's Jan Loco up in the joint, Fallon Loco. Earlier, Cleopatra Jones stopped by and Love Jones, somebody named Love Jones stopped by. All right. Be as safe as possible wherever you is going to be.